Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 287. This is the show about Android applications. A bunch of guys on the show bringing a bunch of apps. We're recording a little bit early this week because Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and we want to be able to eat turkey and do whatever the heck we want and just veg out and be with our families and stuff. So we're doing the show tonight. So it's a little bit early, but you guys aren't going to know that because it's going to be released on the same exact days. But anyway, let's introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get into some apps for today, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
Hey, Steve, do you know what?
What?
If enough people go to teespring.com/AAA t-shirt and do a reserve, they'll actually be forced to reprint more shirts.
I saw that.
Wow. But that is good news. We made our we made the cut. The shirts have been printed, or they're being printed. They'll be here before Christmas. Everybody who got in, thank you.
Yeah, you guys made it work. That was really awesome. Yeah, we made the target. Going to get our shirts before Christmas. Okay, that leads us to our next... Well, let me introduce Eric first, and then we'll talk about our contest we have coming up. Eric Ardini is joining us from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up? Not much. Just glad to be here on a different day. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is. It feels a little different. There's something about Thursday that just doesn't feel like Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll be more awake or something because it's earlier in the week. I haven't had that many days of stress and pressure.
That's true. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll switch it permanently.
Not that I really ever have any days of stress or pressure too much.
I don't much either. My eyes just hurt from doing these voiceovers. That's my main pressure. All right, cool. Well, why don't we get into some apps today, guys? What are we going to do today? Is it game day or is it just free-for-all day? Because we're doing it early. I don't want to put the pressure on you guys. Want to just do a general all-purpose?
Yeah,
slash games? Like whatever you got?
If we want to do a game day, I'm down with that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's make a game day today. Dor, why don't you start us off today?
You know, we need a game day theme song or something. Steve, you know anybody? Make a little game day jingle or something for us.
Yeah. I write music.
Yeah.
Let me ask myself if I want to do it.
No, he doesn't.
All right. Oh, well. Okay. We tried. I tried. It's game day.
First.
You could sing something if you want.
I could sing every time.
All right.
I was on the Android Buffet podcast, and I never realized that that's a live harmonica he plays at the beginning every time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that
either. Well, Eric, today's game day, ain't it?
It's game day. Okay. I got to work on it. That's way too short.
It's a good start. It's a good start. I mean, it had almost had a note in there somewhere, but.
Yeah, I might have to auto-tune that. You're right. Good point.
Okay.
All right.
Here's my first game. Steve, I know I'm going to need help in pronunciation of this one. It looks like Felice. Felice?
I mean, I would say Felice, but three L's is just kind of crazy. So I don't know how they pronounce it.
It is Felice. Okay. Yeah. F-E-L-L-L-I-C-E. Best way I can describe this game, it's a very simple looking interface, just white and black, two colors. That's it. It's almost like one of those live organisms you have to eat things smaller than you in order to become bigger kind of thing. And there's a couple different modes of play. I will say this is a $2.27 game. No in-app purchases. This is to me, the perfect kind of game to give a young one that should at least keep them interested for a little bit. They have a couple modes. They just have normal play mode. They have arena mode, which to be honest, I never got to even look at. It looks like there are opponents in the arena, so that's more of a head-to-head style battle. I'm sure the other side is computer AI, though. For $2.27, no in-app purchases, you know what you get going in. I thought it was a fair price for a decent game.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. How's the gameplay? Fun?
Yeah, fun. It was exactly what I expected it to be. Basically, you're a given size at the start of a level and you got to go after smaller things. You very slowly absorb the smaller things. So if you get hit, before you fully absorbed it, you release it. So you got to go capture it again. Some of your other enemies, obstacles, whatever, change shape on the fly. So you might get close to them and they might grow, or you have to go by them and wait and then they shrink. So it's a little bit of like a timing game. You can't just rush into other obstacles because they might grow at the last second and swallow you or kill you, bump you, hurt you.
I see. Yeah. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty simple. Good.
Sweet.
Old fashioned virus type game or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about the gameplay. I mean, even with these two color graphics, it could be the best game in the world. It's not about the graphics, what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. Anything else on this one? Felice. F-E-L-L-I-S-E. Yep. C-I-C-E. I-C-E. From Bulky Picks. Eric, what do you got?
All right. My first game I have tonight is called Two Dots. It's by PlayDots, Inc. It does offer in-app purchases where you can buy extra lives, restarts, things like that. It's a real simple game. But it's got a little bit, it's got a nice artistic kind of, look to it, real flat with, the animations and stuff, but basically it's kind of a connect the dots, but it's quite a bit, it's a different version on the connect the dot colors. Basically it gives you challenges where you have to do certain things within a certain amount of moves. Like say you get 20 moves and you have to destroy 40 red dots, 25 yellow dots, and drop. They got little anchors that drop down as you destroy dots below them, and maybe I get 10 of them to the bottom. Things like that. But it's got kind of a learning curve to it, because when you do a perfect square out of dots, you destroy all of that colored dots on the screen. It's just a fun, you know, little kill time app. It was more fun than I expected it to be. That's why I wanted to bring it.
I think it looks pretty awesome. Like, keep you interested, you know, like playing addictively.
Yeah, it's just different enough, you know?
Yeah, dare I say this is almost, and this is insulting the game and I'm sorry. This is almost a little Candy Crush-esque in the style, but there's definitely a little bit more to it. And I'll say with a name like Two Dots, they don't set the bar high. You know what I mean? The name's just called Two Dots. But the gameplay looks really smooth, really easy to grasp too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will
I can
say,
picture having fun with this.
Yeah, and I will say I'm liking the fact that different boards have different shapes. That's another element kind of thing you can add to it. You know?
Right. It's not just the same thing every time.
It seems to give you the hints just when you need them too. You know, that they've done that well where, you know, 'cause I'm the kind of guy who doesn't like to read instructions before I start a game. If I can't just jump right into it and play it, I really lose interest quick. So they get you out really super easy and they just say, "Hey, just so you know, this next level, check this out." And then, oh, wow, that's kind of cool how that does it. And you have to use that, you know, the next time. But they're not, like, throwing a bunch of different arrows and directions and things for you to do.
Yeah, it's true. You don't want to read all that crap in the very beginning, like, before you even play the game. And if this got you to do it, then it sounds like they did do it right.
Yeah. Yep.
And they got little ice breaking and stuff like that. Cool. I like it, man. I like games like this. Very cool. That's Two Dots from PlayDots, Inc. What else do you got today, Dor?
Okay, the next game I'm going to bring is a very old-looking game. I don't know if there was a game named by the same game or not. I believe there is. It's called Twin Cobra. This is very much like the old 1941-1942 game where you start out basically on the deck of a ship. You are a helicopter. You immediately take off and you basically are forced to fly up. Tanks, airplanes, other things pop up. You have to shoot them. You have insanely powerful guns that you can always get power-ups to modify your guns from being like laser, really powerful gun, spread type gun, four-way gun, you know, all different kinds of styles of guns. This is the perfect game, I can say, for a Bluetooth controller.
Mm.
So you can just sit back, watch the screen, or put it, or you can screencast to your big screen TV and just sit back and just, you know, go at it.
That's a good idea. You know, I haven't really done that yet, this screencast a game up there. I should do that.
It works well?
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a good wireless connection from your access point to your Chromecast. So you shouldn't be on like the other side of your house. You should try to be at least a little bit close. And then I've seen pretty good results, yeah.
Now, if I was to use an OTG cable and a Xbox 360 still plugged into my thing, I can still Chromecast it up to the screen, right? And just keep that wired controller plugged in and play it, you think?
I don't know. Depends on the connection. It depends on the software you have on the phone to handle the wired controller. If the wired controller works at all, it's going to work when you Chromecast it.
Okay. Yeah, it works good.
How do you, what app are you using to Chromecast it?
Oh, it's built in now for the most part. Even you have it on Lollipop, Steve. If you download the Chromecast app on the Chromecast tabs on the side, when you pull it out, one of them should be Mirrorcast
or Screencast.
And it's just built in. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
This game, was this an Intellivision game, the 1941 or 42 game that you were talking about?
Oh, that was
this
a bunch.
So familiar.
Yeah, that Nintendo. Was like arcades and stuff.
It really looks familiar.
Intellivision, that's pretty old. This game doesn't look that good for Intellivision. I mean, television wouldn't look this good.
True, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely one of those old style Atari-esque kind of games. But I really want to say this was maybe Super Nintendo. That's what I'll say.
You remember, wasn't that a shame, like when you played a cool game at the arcade and then you bought the Atari version of it, how different and bad it was?
Yeah.
That used to really piss me off.
Ms. Pac-Man was a classic example of that. It looks so nice at the arcade.
Yeah, and just Pac-Man, I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't even like the graphics didn't match up. They changed the colors. Like it was, the background was blue and the walls were orange on the Atari version. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. The only game I remember that was close was Mario Brothers, the Super Mario Brothers. That was the first game where I remember playing it at home on my NES was similar to how I played it in the arcade. But
NES is different. I'm talking about Atari. NES, I think, did a pretty good job. I think it was almost same for a lot of them.
Like Donkey Kong. Remember Atari Donkey Kong compared to the...
Yeah.
Oh, like skeleton... like anorexic looking Donkey Kong up there. It's horrible.
Yeah, I mean...
And you know, they would always fool you with the awesome pictures on the box of like the game.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, this one might just be... Oh, no. I should have looked at the back of the box where they actually showed a couple screenshots.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I'll say, if any Atari game was in an arcade and I walked by, I wouldn't stick a quarter in. I mean, they did kind of... I would say this. They almost got close with like Missile Command. But because Missile Command, you had the ball, totally different. You know, couldn't reproduce that. But graphic-wise, it was actually reminiscent.
I had the ball on the Atari 5200.
Oh, wow.
That thing was humongous. Trackball was humongous on the 5200.
Oh, Asteroids was a huge disappointment, too, compared... Because in the arcade, it was like such fine white lines, you know? And it was like, it was almost like it was made out of fluorescent tubes or something in there. It was just like really super bright on a black background. And then you get it home, and it's like all... You get, I mean, there's not a straight line in the whole thing. It's all... You know?
Yeah.
All pixelated.
That's hilarious. Yeah, it's so pixelated. All right, cool. All right, Twin Cobra. Very cool game. Looks pretty awesome. All right, that leaves Eric.
All right, my next game is 99 Bricks Wizard Academy by Weird Beard. This is kind of going to remind you of Tetris because it's very, very similar, yet different. basically you're stacking bricks. You don't have walls on the sides like you do in Tetris. You're stacking bricks on top of a house. And they kind of tell you what's coming up next, and you just got to get them to stack as high as you possibly can.
Like Tetris.
Like Tetris, yep. But they don't have to fall perfectly in line with things.
In Tetris, your goal was not to stack them as high as possible, but to stack them as tight as possible.
I'm trying to watch a video to see some gameplay, and it's already 40 seconds in, and there's nothing.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I was just looking at that, too, because there we go. You get about 50 seconds, you'll start to see something.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can only get a few, I think it was three bricks to fall off the sides before it's over.
Yep, and I'll say I know that because somehow it appeared on my son's tablet. My son doesn't know how it appeared on his tablet. Wink, wink, doesn't know how it appeared on his tablet, but it's on his tablet. Because I said, wow, it's a really cool game. And he showed me how to play and said, yeah, you can let two fall, but if the third falls, gamer, that's pretty awesome. Where'd you get that game at? Oh, what? How did the game get on your lap, on your tablet?
Is that a no-no?
What? How did it get on your tablet? I don't know. Oh, so it just magically appeared. Yeah.
He went into the Play Store?
He went into the Play Store.
Or you put it on there?
He went into the Play Store. No, I didn't put it on there. He went into the Play Store, or he more than likely clicked an ad in a game
and
that took him to the store.
Yeah. That could be.
Are they not allowed to do that?
No. Nope.
Go to Play Store?
Nope. No. No. And I would just say, we did find him one time on the YouTube app searching for the word BOOBS.
Oh my God.
And I asked him what he was trying to search for, and he tried to tell me, my friend Bob at school. No, that doesn't work. That
he's on YouTube,
that does
you
not
know?
Work. No. No. So no.
Wow.
No. I'm about
to kids, man.
I'm about to funnel all of his tablet traffic through a Squid proxy server and limit all of his activity just to be a jerk.
Wow. That's funny, man.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Yep.
I need to do that to mine. Not to my kids, but to mine.
I was going
to
say, look for Bob's.
Bob's big boy.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to take the family out.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have any more games?
Yep.
I do.
All right. Okay, Eric, what do you got?
Oh, you're sick with me?
Oh, no, sorry. Door's turn. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay. This is another extremely retro game. I mean, if you really don't like games, or if you don't like retro games, you should never listen to a word that comes out of my mouth. That's all I gotta say. This is called RPG Quest - Miname.
That's not even a letter at the end. What is that?
It's a weird A and E letter at the same time. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but it's pronounced A.
Anderson A. Erickson. I think they make milk.
So it's Miname. It's by Pixel Games, PIXL Games. $1.99. All three games I've bought today cost money. All three of them less than $4 each. This, I'm going to tell you right now, watch the video. This is totally like new game, but made to look in the old style. And this nails it in perfectly. This nails the old school game.
And the sound even.
Yeah. You can tell where some of the graphics are just a smidge, just a skosh bumped up. Some of your enemies, that you're fighting when you see the still of them, because of course you only see a still of them, look really good. And there's some little bit of extra work done, like for certain artifacts in town, look just a little bit better than you would remember them, kind of thing. I'll tell you, the guys at Pixel Game made an honest effort. Let's make it look like it, but let's make it look a little bit better than they remember, kind of thing. And it's really good gameplay too, I'll say that. I don't know how long the game is, but I got the impression it's a little long.
You know, I'm waiting for the game that starts out like this, and as you level up, you increase your bit rate.
Ooh.
And by the time you're done, you're just like Xbox One quality on a tablet.
That's so cool, man.
That's a really good idea. Yeah.
There's a free one for you guys.
Well, I'm not going to lie, guys.
Developers.
One of the things I was thinking like 2 weeks ago was quite literally, we have our own little contact group that we share amongst the three of us. That's every developer we ever had on the show. And whenever we have one of these kind of ideas, we just email it to them and just let them do whatever the hell they want to do with it. Ignore it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right. Cause we're not going to do anything about
we're
it.
We're never going
to. Yeah. I don't know how to do that, but they can call it Android App Addicts game if they want. That's fine.
Pixel Evolution.
Great name.
Or just call it Pixel. But that's almost like copying these guys, Pixel Games. This is cool though.
These are probably
the whole video.
Maybe you could call it.
Go ahead.
Maybe you could call it unpixeled or anti-pixeled.
How about resolution?
Ooh,
that's nice. That's nice.
You should get paid, Steve.
All right. Cool. I like this game. Eric, you got anything to say on this one?
For those of you who aren't watching live, it looks like Zelda to me. That's all I can say. That's all those games look the same to me. If I was a listener, I would be tapping 30 seconds. No, I'm just kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'll say it's like Dragon
Warrior. I love Warrior. How Eric says that on this show.
Yeah. It's like Dragon Warrior 4 is what I would say.
Okay. Fair enough. I've never played that.
Me neither. But it looks cool. I like that. And the best thing for me about it on the video anyway was the music.
Yeah.
Really brings you back. All right. What else do you got there, Eric?
My last game for the night. Sniper 3D Assassin, free games. This is full of in-app purchases. So if you're not into that, just keep your credit card in the other room when you play. It's a really easy game to start out with. I got buried in levels way too fast for me. At the point where I think I was supposed to buy an upgrade on my gun, and then I did. And then I was supposed to buy another upgrade of some sort, and I didn't, and I got shot. At first, as a sniper, the guys don't shoot back, which is perfect. You know, all you're doing is taking them out on your first like three or four missions. As soon as they started fighting back, I was done. I couldn't aim very well with somebody shooting at me, and when they got shot and didn't go down, like perhaps they had a bulletproof vest or some kind of Kevlar skin on, I didn't know what to do.
So you were good all up to the point where they fought back.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
It looks pretty cool, man. I like how when you shoot them, you get that vantage point of following the bullet.
It's neat. Yeah. I wanted to mention that. Thanks for sharing that. That's a really cool thing about it. I mean, it is, and it's not for the kids, man. It's gory. There's some blood that spills when you follow that bullet through its whole path.
Funny you say that.
Why?
Because this says it's installed, and I didn't install it.
What? Oh my God. I'm so sorry, kids. You are just busted today.
Some butt is getting whooped. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, the gameplay of it is easy. I mean, as far as being a sniper shooter, you move your device up and down to hone in on them. And it's really nicely controlled. They've done that well.
Oh, really?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Looks fun, man. Really looks fun. I like this. The company name is called Fun Games for Free. That's the developer name.
It says I have installed, but I don't seem to be able to find it. So maybe he's getting off lucky.
would it say that it was installed if it was at one point and then, oh, this is probably not what Dad wants me to have on the tablet? Or not? Is that how that works?
No, I mean, I've seen it in the past where it says it's installed, and I know I didn't install it. This was before he had a tablet. So I'm thinking,
I just blame him. Blame him. There's no other explanation.
Yeah, Google messed up. Google ain't perfect.
Or you're just installing so many apps that this one was installed at one point.
Nah.
All right. I hope you figure it out.
I'm a lover. Yeah, I don't want not a killer.
I don't want you to have to explain this to your pediatrician.
Oh, I don't explain. I don't have to explain nothing. I tell her, you're my doctor. You're my lawyer.
Dory, you got any more games for today?
Oh, I will bring one more. This is not a retro style gaming. When I installed it, though, I found it to be basically nothing more than a pretty button masher. It's called Darkness Reborn by Gameville, 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 whatever. In-app purchases. And the reason I say it's a button masher is you have four buttons, I want to say. You have defense or parry. Then you have three attack. Then you have two special attacks. Then you have the super ultimate attack. And then you have your main just...
What does parry mean? Avoid a hit?
Parry,
like a spin?
Yeah, parry is a sword technique, I believe, to evade or deflect. Okay.
I remember Daffy Duck saying it, but...
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Here's why I say it's basically just a button masher. Your main attack button is the big button. And it's like if you imagine your character has a field of view almost 180 degrees. As if the closest enemy to you is in your field of vision and you just mash the button, you will automatically turn towards them and start to attack. So you don't have to always carefully be looking directly at the person to attack. It's a top three quarters down view, kind of like Diablo, I'll say view, where you basically just hack and slash, hack and slash, hack and slash. Looks really good though. I will give it a little bit of credit. It's not ugly. It's one of those games that I'll say I don't like because it starts out, you have every power that you've ever could have kind of thing. And then you face the big multi-headed Hydra dragon. Then you die and you're reborn. And then when you're reborn, you start out with no power. So you have to build up. So in the very beginning of the game, they tease you into, you know, here's what you can turn into, and then we're going to push you back to having no powers.
That sucks.
Yeah. What I didn't understand was as soon as you started up, there was a way you could start what's called Hive Mode. Hive Mode forced you to either log in with Facebook or Google or create an account. I believe... if I would have created an account and if you guys downloaded and you guys created an account, I believe we could actually all three go on campaigns. That was the impression I got, but I did not go for the online mode, nor did I go for the Hive mode. I just went for the guest mode.
Very cool. It actually looks amazing. Really good graphics, I think.
I don't think I've seen fire effects ever as nice as that, as what I saw in the video of this game.
Yeah, like the light and the shading.
Yeah, this is the kind of game I would like to be able to put on a quote-unquote Android home console, game console. And I know the idea of one is, you know, 2 years overdue and the people that did it didn't do it right. So hopefully someone will come across and do it right. But, you know.
Who did it again? What was the name of that thing?
Ouya.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that at Target the other day.
Yeah, what I believe, if I'm not mistaken... the internals of it are basically essentially identical to a Samsung Galaxy Nexus, which is now a 3-year-old phone.
Dude, why did they do that?
Because it was cheap. It's all about profit, baby. You know? So that's what they did. I would like to get one just to play with, but I'm not spending any money for that. There's better things out there. I'm pretty confident if I were to get the Qbox quad core, that would be far superior to any Ouya out on the market.
How is that Qbox running?
This is the Qbox dual core, not the quad core, the one step down. I gotta say, I'm pretty to very impressed about it. It's very obvious where it is lacking is in the GPU processor. Like on the Nexus 7, that was the one thing you never had to wait for anything video. It's always bang, 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 bang. This, for certain higher end video things, you do have to wait just a, you know, split second kind of thing, but you do have to wait. But once things are running, I'm actually pretty shocked, pretty impressed by it.
It's cool. Good to know. It's doing what you want it to do.
Oh yeah. Everything. The plan is to put it in my oldest son's bedroom as a full-time Android gaming rig.
Oh man. Well, expect a lot more downloads from the Play Store then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Steve. No, I'm going to lock it down. Trust me. When I hear that, he can get access.
Makes me wonder if those Ouyas would go on sale somewhere and he'd use the controller out of them. Did they come with a controller?
That's right. They did. The controllers had batteries in them. And I want to say the batteries got, I mean, the controllers got modest to decent reviews.
Very cool. Well, good show, boys. Lots of games we brought, and that's very cool. Again, if you guys want to win the Sony smartwatch, I do have to say, as a little bit of a announcement / disclaimer, we were going to give this away to somebody who bought a t-shirt and was part of the AAA club. I don't know if you guys remember that. Our lawyers advised against that because no purchase necessary rule?
Legal counsel said that would not be a wise decision.
Yeah, so we basically lied to everybody.
We're sorry about that.
That's better.
But
sorry about that.
But I guess there's really good reasons why every contest you ever hear by any major corporation says no purchase necessary, because if you make purchase necessary, it's bad for some reason.
Okay. Do we know the reason for that? Do we actually check?
Because it excludes
people. Are we just listening to our counsel?
We're kind of just listening to our counsel.
Let's see. I
trust our counsel. I'm sure our counsel did due diligence and really found out all the reasons why we can't do that. So. All right, thanks everybody for listening. If you do want to win the Sony smartwatch, all you have to do is join the AAA club. That's it. We're going to keep it simple. And that's all you need to do. Go to podnuts.com/AAA club, name and email address. You're entered in the contest. We're going to give it away sometime next week. We're just going to pick a random winner like we did last time. And that will be that. So good luck. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Or wait, is it Thanksgiving week?
It's after Thanksgiving now.
I hope you're all full.
Yeah, I hope you're all full. Had a good Thanksgiving. And keep listening. We'll talk to you later.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Who says that, Oprah?
Casey Kasem, Oprah.